Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Feels like it's been a minute since we've podcast.
It really has been.
Podcasted.
We got to do it in the new mics. So we can't talk directly into the mics.
So we got a new board. We got a, it's a new studio, but the same studio. It's the same studio, but everything's new in it.
Mm-hmm.
And when everything is new in a studio, there's always things that are not quite right. And so you have to make a lot of tweaks.
Yeah, we're tweaking in here.
Tweaking hard.
Yeah.
Tweaking. Let's make sure we say we're tweaking. We're not twerking.
Well, is it better to be tweaking than twerking? Because tweaking implies that you're on drugs.
Yeah, I'd rather be twerking than tweaking.
Yeah, twerking, at least it's like, okay, you're promiscuous.
But. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're a little frisky. Yeah. You like to dance.
All right. Well, you guys twerk and I'll tweak.
Do you want to tweak?
That means twerking for the weekend is what they say.
Is tweaking like getting off drugs or being high on drugs?
Tweaking's like, yeah, you're coming off of drugs, right?
So you'd rather be tweaking than twerking?
I've never even heard that because I don't do drugs. How do you guys know that?
From pop culture references.
Melissa.
We've been on the internet for longer than 5 minutes.
Melissa.
I guess I don't just pay attention to druggy stuff.
Melissa,
like you
you've been
do.
On this earth longer than all of us. How is that not in your vernacular?
Probably because I'm not necessarily watching the same shows as you are.
Well, I know that. I know that's for sure because I've tried to get you to watch the same shows as me.
I've watched some. Well, some of them I have.
Like what?
I don't know. I got my list.
I don't think,
my phone.
I don't think we've ever. I don't think you. I don't think we've watched the same show.
Well, we both watch Black Mirror.
Okay.
We watch that. I started that one show that like stressed me out. That
Succession.
You Succession.
Yeah, but you didn't finish it.
I know. It's totally stressed me out.
It's such a good show, Mel. It's one of the, it's heralded as one of the best shows ever.
I know. It's just like, it gave me a lot of anxiety. Granted, at that time, I was still, I had a little more leftover anxiety in my system. So I don't think I could top my system off with more anxiety. I think today I'm a little more
okay,
back to
okay.
my own, so I could probably handle it.
I got a show that might be more your vibe. The Summer I Turned Pretty.
Oh, God. I have had to stay off the internet today because they're trying to spoil it for me.
Yeah,
because
the finale, was it the finale? Was
no,
last
I think
no,
they have
a
couple
new
more.
Episode.
Yeah, they got a, it's a new episode because okay. I think they're only on episode 8 or 9.
You need to get in on this show. I'm late on the show. I'm only on season 2.
Stay away.
Really? You don't like it?
I just hate watching it at this point. I hate every character. It's
really?
Like Succession, except with dumb teens. I'm kidding. They're just, every character sucks.
See, I don't know if I can watch teens. I'm not into teens.
No, but there's moms in it. There's moms in it. They're
they
like closer to our age.
The parents
age.
Are the better, best characters.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, there's adults in it that are closer to our age.
Okay.
That's and they get know. They get older. I'll say this, though. If you're going to watch it, don't watch it at the gym.
Why is that?
It's
is
just
there
an
nudity?
No, there's no nudity. It's just an awkward thing to watch. There is some like hookup scenes,
okay.
stuff like that, and so it's really weird when you're
if somebody's going,
really sweaty watching teens kiss on
ew.
A screen.
See, I don't know if I want to see that.
Yes, you do.
I don't. know.
What do you, Mel, what do you like? What do you like?
I like Black Mirror. I like that. Stuff okay, like
so
that.
You don't like anything else?
I love that Black Mirror, which is a show that I refuse to watch. I'm not a horror or that whole genre or whatever it is. But Succession, she's like, no, nah, well, puts me in a dark spot.
Wait, have you watched the very first episode of Black Mirror?
Mm-hmm.
And you stayed with it? Because that has weeded so many people out just off the first episode.
Mm.
And it's not, Black Mirror's not a show that you need to watch in succession.
Yeah, right.
It is literally, you can watch it, yeah. Each episode is its own story.
Yeah,
it's own short story.
Yeah.
It's really good, and they get really high-end actors to star in each and every one.
Oh, I know. There's a lot of big ones.
And it's very...
Josh Hartnett.
Close.
Hartnett. Oh, my God.
Josh Hartnett's in one?
He's in, like, at least two of them.
Really?
Oh, my God.
I missed the last season, I think.
I cannot even... Oh, my God.
They're so good. But
he's
they're
new,
so...
My,
and
he's
they're
new
so
on my list.
Josh Hartnett?
Oh, my God.
His haircut's weird. I don't like his haircut.
Wait. We need to unpack this.
Oh, my God. Just don't even say his name.
Like, recently or, like, forever?
I liked him way back when, and then he disappeared for
Pearl
a while.
Harbor. Yeah, Pearl Harbor. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, he disappeared, and Ben Affleck started hooking up with his... Oh, no, it was the other way around.
It was the other way around.
Yeah, never mind.
Damn.
And then he disappeared, and I was like, where'd he go?
Where did he go?
And then all of a sudden, he started kind of popping back up and things again. I'm like, he's back!
He's back! He was in a movie called Wicker Park. Took place mm-hmm. here in Chicago.
Yeah.
That was a good movie.
Yeah.
So...
I love
and
him.
And even him being back, you're still into him?
Way.
Did you watch his movie Trap with M. Night? It was the M. Night Shyamalan movie?
It's
good. It was decent. It was,
maybe. I don't know. I don't think so. Might have to go back and see that.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
With the way you're talking about him, I feel like, how could you not?
Yeah, he's more like Thirst Trap.
Okay.
That was good.
Thanks.
It's really good.
Mel came back from Istanbul funnier. That's my theory. I think, you know what I think? I think she didn't go to Istanbul. I think she went to Second City.
I was about to say, you know how they've said like some
took classes for a week.
You know how they say some people go to Istanbul to get like work done or whatever? What if she went there to get her funny bone worked on?
Yeah, right. Yeah, right. She got funny bone surgery.
It's paying off.
Yeah, you can get funny bone surgery for way cheaper in Istanbul than you can anywhere else.
Facts. You get everything cheaper in Istanbul.
Other people go to Turkey for like hair plugs. Mel goes for funny bone plugs.
Man, Mel's been doing a lot of what's the deal material. Yeah, like she's Jerry Seinfeld.
What's the deal with that?
She goes
back.
God.
That was weird when we first opened the mics on Monday morning when she was back. She was like, so I get off this flight, right? I mean, this is airline food. I mean, what gives?
Did you know you get free massages on Turkish Airlines?
Well, she walked into the studio and goes, I just flew in from Istanbul, and boy, are my arms tired. I was like, Mel, it's 5 a.m. on a Monday.
Yeah.
That joke does land.
And my friend said, hey, we should go to the Bulls game. So I went to the Istanbul Bulls game.
They were playing the Lakers. I mean, they were just by a lake. Oh.
What's weird is that she took down all the wrap in the studio, all the imaging, and instead it's just a brick wall behind her. No. I would love to see Mel do stand-up comedy.
Please. Nah, you know I could never do that.
It would be great.
Try it. No, you try it. Go first.
I know, because I've never claimed to be funny in that
I've
way.
Never claimed to be funny.
That's not true.
Okay, maybe once.
Yeah, really? You think?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Mel.
You'd be more like the stand-up guy. Kyle's more of the actor.
Finally, somebody's acknowledging my skills.
He's the actor.
I know, Kyle, that's really, why I've been such a diva behind the scenes.
Kyle
here.
Really did miss his calling. Kyle could have been, like, at very least, a background actor, because his pantomiming is phenomenal.
He could have been a main actor. He could have been a main actor.
You know, guys, I thought I reached my peak being your producer. Turns out I ruined my whole life.
Yeah, you missed your peak.
You did. Like, I don't know why you're here. You should have went to L.A.
Yeah.
But for me...
Really, I love how it's like, you could have been an actor, a background actor. Why didn't you just go to L.A. and see how it went?
Yeah.
No, I was good.
You really screwed that one up, dude.
You could have been, like...
You could have been...
The next Ben Affleck.
Yeah, Robert De Niro.
You guys, I'm just really good at doing fake smoking. And you're like, man, De Niro over
there. Yeah, you could have been Jack Nicholson, you know?
You do the good, like, kid with pulls his hair over. He's like the edgy guy kid.
Yeah. You do a lot of good characters.
Good characters that really translate well to the screen. Yeah,
football coaches, you do that really good.
Yeah.
That's just me reciting Remember the Titans.
I think I'd be good at being, like, a girl-to-girl type of podcast. Like interviewing women over women's subjects.
I know why you're saying this, because you see all the clips on Instagram and you just want to cuddle up on a couch with a microphone.
Oh,
totally.
Yeah.
Every woman podcast is the exact same.
Yeah.
They are all bundled up on a sofa, with their knees tucked in and like maybe like an Afghan wrapped around them.
Yeah, with a cup of coffee.
Yeah, and
a glass of wine.
And for whatever reason, the mic isn't even on a stand. They're always holding it.
Yeah.
They're holding the mic. And it's like a Shure mic, too. It's like one of those like podcasting mics.
I know.
Are you sure of that?
Folks.
That would be me. You're the stand-up comedian. You're the actor.
Well, I'm not a stand-up comedian.
Female podcaster.
Wait, no. Can we get this right? Because so many times people be like, I did do improv comedy, like in college and shortly after college.
Brag about it.
Okay. And people used to be like, you do improv? Tell me a joke. And I'm like, that's not what improv is.
Yeah.
You're like, give me, and then you just respond, well, give me a historical event.
Yeah, they're like, so you do stand-up? And I'm like, no, I don't do stand-up. I do, that's two totally different types of comedy. One is improvisational. The other one is stand-up. One, the person comes prepared with the material. The other, the person needs the material from the crowd. Can I get a suggestion for a historical figure? Now I need a location. I heard grocery store. Abe Lincoln in a grocery store. Here we go.
Okay.
And give me an adjective.
It's just like 47 years ago, these prices were lower. Am I right? That was Abe Lincoln in a grocery store. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
But that's what our callings should have been. And here we are.
I know. That, honestly, I think that's everyone's origin story for radio. We just ended up in it. Like we had dreams and hopes and aspirations to do so much more.
Did you know I've never wanted to have my own show with my name on it?
Really?
I despise the idea of it.
Oh.
All I wanted to do was traffic. That's it. I'm like,
wait, what?
Low pressure. Yes. Low pressure. You know, don't have, you know,
so when they,
all
that,
all this leaning on your shoulder.
When US 99 came to you and said, hey, we want, because full disclosure, I don't know how many people know this. Melissa was hired first and then they were looking for like who to pair with her. And so when they hired you, they were like, we're going to build a show around you. You're like, what's it going to be called?
No.
And they're like, well, we were thinking Melissa and then whoever your co-host's name is. And you're like, oh, gosh.
Trust me. The thought crossed my mind. I'm like, oh, Jesus Christ. This is going to be so much work. Ugh.
A lot of things are adding up.
You're
now.
Like, oh, you mean I have to wake up every morning? No.
Well, I've always done that. But, you know, you guys, it's like, you know, I've been doing this a long time. At some point, you have to start.
Like chilling?
Chilling out a little bit.
Yeah. That's called retirement.
Well, yeah, but it's like, if you wait until, I promise.
Oh, I'm already tired. You don't have to
wait until, though, you've done this for 25 years.
No, I've done it.
Have you thought about that?
I've done it for 4 years, and I'm like, I'm ready to just start chilling.
Have you guys literally thought about, like, if you're 25 years into that grind?
I can't even, I haven't, mainly because
it's exhausting.
I cannot think about tomorrow. I can't think in my mind, like, mentally. I can't be like, I have to wake up at this time tomorrow.
I know.
Like, I can't do that. I have to just take it day by day.
Yeah, you do. But it's funny because, you know, and this is so funny. Here's some full disclosure. And you guys know I love you. But it's so funny because what I notice is that you guys have, and deservedly so, different perspective on things because you're newer.
Yeah, yeah.
I've been here for so long.
I know.
That in my mind, it's like, okay, when's it gonna start to chill? You guys are still like, yeah, let's get go. Let's get it. And I'm just like, oh my God.
Mel's basically like,
I've been getting it forever. You
guys
know?
Still have drive, and I'm like so over that.
That's what I heard. That's literally like you guys are all like, let's go to concerts. And I'm like, nah.
Mel's the senior.
I've probably been to like 1,000 more concerts than you guys have.
Mel's like the senior after spring break. She's like, look, we don't need whatever. To study.
We don't
guys.
Need to go. We don't need to go to that.
All
anymore.
Right, freshman, chill out.
Nerds.
I can guarantee that 20 years from now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Probably.
You all will be saying
if I'm still in this position,
I was
going to
say, I'll be honest, if I'm still here in 20 years.
That's amazing.
You might be.
I think.
You might be.
That's a long time.
Yeah.
Hello.
I'm tired thinking about it. I know. I'm tired thinking about it. That's why I told you. I'm tired at 4 years.
That's why I don't think. Sometimes I think, I'm like, I love these guys, but they have no idea what I've been through.
You also worked at it.
The bars, the concerts, the appearances, the events, you know?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, for sure.
It's like, and then you guys wonder, you're like, why is she so tired? Why is she like, well.
Well, you're so tired because you're staying up all hours of the night on Instagram.
I know why you're so tired. You're so tired.
What?
Oh, it's time for bed. I think I might just. Scroll.
Ooh, 9:30, perfect time for bed.
Okay.
Like, who doesn't do
that? Oh, I wonder if Leonardo DiCaprio has more Instagram followers than Zac Efron.
Yeah, some people do it for 20 minutes. Mel, you're like, I went to bed at 9:30. What time did you fall asleep? I don't know, like 11, 11:30?
She's like, look, I watched that Zac Efron movie, Iron Claw or whatever, and they got me down a Zac Efron wormhole.
Have you guys seen that movie?
Yeah. I have not.
Oh, my God, Kyle, you would love it.
No.
What's the Von Dutch? No, not Von Dutch.
You know what I've realized lately?
The family?
Yeah, the family. Do you know about the family?
Yeah, I do. You know what I realized lately? I'm not a movie guy.
What?
Yeah.
You just watched all the Mission Impossibles.
You like porn.
No, I like a movie about a kid who gets addicted to porn.
Yeah, wait a minute. That's your favorite thing to talk about is that movie. And that's a movie.
I've seen that one movie. I'm just over this whole act that I have to be like, every year there's like 10 to 20 movies where everyone's like, you haven't seen it? And at this point, I'm just like, whatever. I haven't seen it.
So you've just given up? You're not going to watch? You're like,
I'll watch them eventually, I'm sure. But at the same time, it's just, I'm in zero rush to do it.
Mel, are you more of a movie person than a TV show person?
Oh, yes. I'm more of a movie person, but I don't like getting into movies or TV in the summers. Like, I like to block out the summers because I feel like there's too many other things you can be doing.
Yeah,
and then
yeah,
when wintertime hits,
yeah,
then you can really jump cold, in.
You hibernate. Yeah.
So, like, through maybe November, December, January, February, March.
Yeah.
You know, it's like that's when all my TV movie watching
and
gets done.
Kyle, you do a good job. You and Haley do a good job of watching a lot of TV shows.
Yeah. We'll catch up on stuff that we've never watched. And sometimes we do it with movies like Mission Impossible. I've just really come to the realization that, like,
I got to go to Mel for my movie talk, and I got to go to you for my TV talk.
Yep.
I mean,
I'll eventually watch certain things, but this keeps happening every year, especially around the Oscars, where people are like, have you seen it?
Oh, the best pictures.
And
yeah,
I'm just like, no, I haven't. And you know why? I just don't really care.
Yeah.
I will eventually if I want to.
Do you like, if you were going to watch a film, do you like watching foreign films?
No.
That have captions?
I mean, if it's a really good one and I'm intrigued by it, I will. I'm not the biggest caption guy at times, though.
I hate captions.
Because after a while, I'm like,
I love it.
Although there's been some good, like Parasite.
Yeah.
That movie was so good.
We started watching Peaky Blinders, the TV show.
I feel like you need captions.
Yes, 100% you do.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you don't
understand. There's a lot of movies now. I don't know if you guys have noticed this, but probably within the last 5, 6, 7 years or so, the movies, and somebody told me that it's because whatever sound they use to film the movies doesn't always translate into your Netflix and your Apples. Like, it changes the sound, so things sound a little bit more muffled.
Really?
And that I've heard that Gen Z is, like, using closed captions all the time.
Mm.
It's like a thing.
I hate reading a movie.
But you, after you know? A while, do you notice that you don't really realize you're reading anymore? It just sort of
Yes, it's true.
Right?
Yeah. I think I just like having the closed captions on there for a movie that I don't need them on.
Oh, why?
I think it's just because then it's like I have the choice to like read it or not. Like I read it or listen.
Okay.
Like, I don't know. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I'm just like, but foreign films for sure, it bothers me because it's like, oh, there was a Best Picture nominee that we watched. It was a one word name. It was a couple years ago. And Meredith was so excited to watch it. She's like, I've heard nothing but amazing reviews. People are saying this is going to win Best Picture.
Okay.
And we go and watch it. And I'm not kidding you. It was the worst movie I've ever seen in my entire life.
Stop.
Is it Tar?
Hated it. No, not Tar. No.
Elvis?
Try 2018.
That was not a couple years ago.
Well, it was in my mind.
That was not a couple years
ago. I think we were in California.
Dunkirk?
No.
Dunkirk. Was that with, what's his face from the boy band?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Harry Styles.
Harry Styles, mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it's also...
Roma?
Oh, I think it was Roma. Oh, my gosh,
oh,
guys.
Oh, I think it was Roma. Oh, I think it was
yeah,
Roma.
Yeah, Jesus.
Guys, oh, I think it was Roma.
So many wieners in that movie.
What?
Yeah. Now Mel's like, what's the name of it?
Yeah. Interesting. How do you spell Roma? Hypothetically, where could you catch that streaming so I avoid it?
Yeah.
No wonder you didn't like it.
It was all in black and white. Yes. Oh, my gosh. It was all in black and white. It was about this, like, woman who was, like, a house cleaner, and there just a lot of wieners.
Really?
A lot of just frontal nudity for dudes.
Wow.
And I was like, I don't need to see this.
But what did Meredith think about the movie?
She was like, she did not love it. In fact, if anything, she laughed at how much I hated it.
Really?
and then she told her parents to watch it.
With all that nudity?
Well, she was like, I think she told her parents about the time like we started to sit down and watch it.
Oh. Okay.
So like she hadn't seen it yet. Right. She's like, you guys got to see this. She was talking it up before. Everyone's talking about it. Oh, it's so great. And then when you're sitting down watching, you're like, it's the most boring, black and white, full ween
full ween
like just worst movie I've ever seen in my life.
There was a couple years ago.
And it was up for Academy Award.
There was a couple years ago, there was a movie that I really liked. Moneyball.
It
was
yeah.
a couple years ago.
Moneyball. Okay.
You know, common phrase that everybody right. uses. Oh, I'm sorry, that was from 2012?
No, it's 2011.
Oh my
it
God.
Was nominated
Is
in 2012.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Have you guys ever watched, even once, which I'm going to go ahead and go on the record and say.
I thought she was going to say, have you guys ever watched Even Stevens?
No.
Oh, yeah, all the time. Shia LaBeouf.
I'm going to go on the record to say that you guys have never watched this. Okay. Like a really old movie like Pillow Talk or.
What is.
You're giving me that look
what is
already.
Pillow Talk?
I mean, I've wait, are you trying
with
to say
Doris
have we,
Day?
I've never seen that.
I took a lot of film. I took a lot of film classes in college, so yeah, I've seen very old movies before.
Okay, like Pillow Talk.
Are you asking me specifically? Have I seen Pillow Talk?
No. Well, no, I know you haven't because you didn't know what it was.
I've not seen Pillow Talk.
But those really old movies, sometimes they'll throw those up on a Netflix or something where you can go back and watch some of the old classics.
Yeah,
and. That is one of those movies. There's a bunch that I've seen, like Breakfast at Tiffany's and all those kinds. Those are classics.
Yeah, Citizen Kane.
Yeah, totally. And so because Austin, you have like a girly side to you in the sense of you love hearing about romance and relationships.
Sure. Yeah, I love rom-coms and like with chick flicks and stuff.
You would love this movie.
Pillow Talk?
It translates to today with the exception of it's not cell phones, it's real phones.
Is it like puppetry? Like is it like a Jim Henson movie?
No.
How did the pillows talk?
Get out of here.
Folks.
That wasn't even good. I'll give you credit when you deserve it.
That one wasn't one of your best.
No?
I'm sorry, man.
No.
All right, I'll put that joke to bed.
Okay, I'll tell you what.
You won me back.
I'll give you in the next 2 weeks a movie to watch. It's Pillow Talk, and then I'll watch one of the ones.
No,
that you told me to watch.
No. I gave you like 9 movies.
I've watched some of them.
Name one that you've watched.
Well, let me pull them up. I don't know. You've got like a.
I don't think you've watched any of them.
I have 2. I even have some written down on a piece of paper at home. Gosh.
I don't think you've looked at that paper since you've written it down.
Yes, I have. The Wire, The Last of Us. That's written down. I have not seen those yet. There's another one.
Those are both of those.
We tried
TV
to
shows.
Start The Wire. It's one of those things that Haley hated it, and then I'm like, well, now I gotta find time to watch it by myself. And then every time I try, Haley's like, why don't we watch something together? And then I'm like, this is where we fall into this trap.
Yeah.
That's why I can never really start anything.
Mare and I tried to watch The Wire before we moved away from
There's
Nashville.
A lot of characters they throw at you fast, and you got to kind of learn quick.
Yeah.
There's another one you told me to watch, Nocturnal Animals. Watched it.
Oh, yeah. What'd you think?
I liked it. It was
That's
great.
Another one that opens with intense nudity.
I know. But it was good.
And it's...
So I've watched some of them.
Intense nudity of... Large-scale women is what I'll say. Is that the best way to say that?
Yeah.
I don't know. You got kind of weird about saying it.
I don't want to be, like, rude.
Yellow Jackets. Strong Wilderness.
I did not give you those movies.
You didn't give me those?
I've never once heard of those movies.
Yellow Jackets is the TV show. It's on Showtime with Christina Ricci.
Christina Ricci. Talk about a Josh Hartnett. Where has she been?
My brother once had a signed photo from Christina Ricci, and my mom threw it away.
Was it from the movie Casper?
Yep.
Was it really?
I think it was after the movie Casper. He did one of those.
Devin Sawa was in that too.
I used to have a girl crush on her. I still think she's one of the coolest, most unique looking people I've ever met, but still beautiful.
The original Wednesday Addams. Mm-hmm. How she was never cast in a Wes Craven Scream movie is beyond me.
There's still time.
No, Wes Craven's dead.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. Not on the films, man. I've been craving some more from him.
Folks, that's so craving.
You know, Mel, just between you and I have a great Wes Craven joke. And then, of course, film school McGee over here has to jump in with his. You know?
Wait a minute.
He says when I do it to him, he gets all mad.
Wait a minute. And we should do this live on the podcast. This will be the last thing we do before we end the podcast. We should flip a coin today.
Oh, yeah.
We
tell me you're
going
to watch Pillow Talk. Please watch it. I wouldn't steer you wrong. Please. Please, please watch it. It's so good.
You should watch the first 5 minutes and just go, wasn't my thing. I was out. I didn't like the characters.
Yeah, how much of Succession did you watch? 3 episodes? I'll do that math. And that's how much of Pillow Talk I'll watch.
Yeah, I don't know. I was like at like maybe 4 max. I think I got to like 4.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I got to the point where, well, they're probably arguing for the whole thing. The whole family was like, arguing.
Yeah, if you say arguing, that really does not narrow it down. Yeah. The siblings did not like each other.
While Kyle's pulling up the flip a coin screen, I will say this about Pillow Talk. Meredith is terrible at it. Terrible
at
it.
Oh, yeah, you've
said that before. Yeah. It's comically bad.
Really?
I've learned to live with it, but it's like... Like there are times where like it is major turn off city.
Really?
Yeah. She'll just be like,
I don't want to know your Pillow Talk, man.
It's not like anything like sexual or anything.
Austin, you're calling the coin flip.
Or like hot or steamy. It's literally like, got my oil changed in the car today.
What?
She'd be like,
she's about as smooth as I am.
Do we have Diet Cokes in the fridge for my dad?
Please stop talking.
When he comes in town? It's like, what? I'm going to say Maryland Tales.
And Melissa, would you like to burn Austin?
People are getting an inside look into our coin flip for the very first time ever. We talk about it all the time.
If pillows could talk from your house, I wouldn't want to know.
What? Is that her burn?
Yeah.
Okay.
I appreciate the
effort. It was like a playoff of fly on a wall.
My pillows are trapped inside of a case.
You know what? While Mel's burns don't often hit, by God, do they make me laugh sometimes. They make me laugh harder than anything Austin will say. I'll say that. Just because when she does that, you know, if your pillows could talk, I wouldn't listen. Burn. It's like a fly on the wall. You've ever heard that expression? Wouldn't want to be one of those either. Also, you got flies in your house because you stink. when you stink, flies come. That's what that meant.
All right, flip a coin.
Gotcha. Maryland Tales?
Yeah. Here it is. It all gets
this is a big
this.
One,
This is a
too.
Big one. It's for the weekend.
It's for weekend. Labor Day weekend.
Well, Bueller?
Oh, it's going to be really awkward when we're both in Franklin, Tennessee.
Making fun of Mel! Yeah! Team Austin! Weekend!
It was Maryland Tales for people who can't tell.
That's hilarious.
Okay. I'm out.
I'm going to go watch Pillow Talk.
Promise me you'll watch it. I promise you, you'll love it. It's cute.
I'll watch.
It's really cute.
Was Nocturnal Animals the only movie I gave you to watch?
No, I have some written down at home on a sheet of paper, too. That
will you take a picture of that sheet of paper and will you send it to me?
When I find it, but I think it's by my old box that used to have DVDs in it. I think it's like actually I still have some DVDs because I have a couple autographed ones.
Oh, got a wow. movie that came
wait,
out.
Wait, sick brag.
What?
I have a few autographed DVDs. No big. Wait,
of what?
Big Mama's House 2.
Oh my god. No, I got one signed by Matt Damon.
What movie?
DVD. The one he did with Robin Williams.
Good Will Hunting?
Yeah. He signed that.
That'd be funny if it's like, yeah, I got one signed by Matt Damon. Oh, what movie? Cheaper by the Dozen. He wasn't in it, but
he's not in that, but yeah.
It's kind of cool that I have that though, right?
Yeah.
That is cool.
Signed DVD.
How'd you get it? Why have you buried the lead for 4 years?
Yeah,
where's
the...
I don't know. I had never thought about it for a long time.
Yeah. Going
I mean,
back to
nobody
there,
watches
we've never asked, hey, do you got a Good Will Hunting signed DVD?
Good. Yeah, that is fair. We did not ask that pointed question.
Well, I met him one time through
you did?
Work. Yeah, because we interviewed him. So I had him sign it. So I had the DVD then.
You brought it in?
Mm-hmm.
That's hilarious. That's
I don't know
great.
Why that's so. Why let's do that with every artist. Let's just get the Good Will Hunting DVD and have them sign.
Oh, that'd be great. Even though they're not in it.
It makes no sense, but to us.
Yeah.
Like, hey, could you sign?
Like Taron Egerton, could you sign my Good Will Hunting
DVD? Yeah.
That's great.
Lainey Wilson, loved you in Yellowstone. Can you sign my Good Will Hunting DVD?
So we actually bought records, the records when the artists came in, and we actually had them sign them while they were here, like George Burge. Like, we should have done that.
That'd be cool.
We should have done that.
We should have done that.
No, it's only funny if we get somebody who's not George Burge. As we get, like, the George of the Jungle vinyl.
Ooh, yes.
Sign that, George
George of the Jungle, yeah.
Or the book.
Yeah, because it doesn't specify what George's last name is of the jungle.
Yeah.
His last name isn't of the jungle.
We don't know how the story truly ends. Did he change his name, become a country singer, and become George Burge?
Why don't we get a wall? We should get a wall in here that people just...
Well, good news. We got four of them in here
we
already.
We should get people to just sign it. Just sign the wall. And like whenever you come in studio and you get the Melissa and Austin bump, you sign the wall.
Why aren't we doing something fun like that? Giving this character this studio some character.
I don't know. I think... Well, for one, we've only been at this for 4 years. And let's be honest, one of us has been tired for all four of those years.
Only one of us always looks tired.
Okay.
I still think that's you.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.